Death Maiden, Black Rose. I am the lineage seal of the Black Rose. I am the ancient seal of the Magdalenas who walked as Miraphores, Grief Walkers, Death Maidens and Gate Guardians to the realms of death. I call forth the lineages of Inanna, Bridget, Hecate, Caradhven, Demeter, Persephone, Medusa, Ma'at, Kaliak, Nephthys, Neith, Hel, and the Morrigan. Throughout all time, I have walked as she who stands at the crossroads, guiding those who are ready to enter between the veils. I have always been here to assist those who remember that there is life inside of death, and that death signals a new beginning. I am the connection to all those who have embraced their fears, who have walked life gracefully, even during the most challenging of moments. I am the Magdalene in utter reverence for your soul's journey. Receiving this card in your reading, the Black Rose lineage. Beloved, you are being called back to your lineages of the Magdalene, who consciously engaged with transition. They carry a frequency code which activates an inner trust that all is not as it appears. This lineage walks beside you so you can reclaim the natural cycle of life and death expressed within you over and over each day. It's time to return to this wisdom. It will empower you to make clear choices about what's most important and precious to you, what's worthy of your time and energy. You're ready now to receive these lineage codes. This is the mystery score of Grief Walkers. This is imprinted as a seal on your body. You're carrying the remembrance that throughout life you must let go of whatever is dying within you so that something new can be resurrected, something greater than you could ever imagine. To live life fully, you must accept that death is part of life. Let this wisdom seep within your bones. Integrating this will help you live with more vibrancy and consciousness. Accepting this wisdom will create more ease and grace, supporting you to become adept at letting go of what you're attached to and have outgrown. My love, consider this. What, if anything, do you fear in letting go into the unknown? I'd like to invite you into an anointing ritual. And for this, you may bring with you an essential oil that's inside a carrier oil that you can place upon your body. Or if you don't have that, you can use water, or you can simply use your hands. I am the lineage card that reminds you that you walk with the frequency of the Black Rose. Take a moment to write down on paper whatever wants to be released. I want you to take as much time as you want to write as much as possible until you've nothing else to say. Truly getting under what is here to be released and completed now. And then when you're ready, you can bring a small fire-safe bowl, a lighter, and your paper. And very gently, I'd like you to burn the paper into the bowl. And as you do, really calling forth the Death Maiden and the Illuminatrix to be with you, the lineage bearers of the Black Rose, to assist you as you release what is completed. And before you continue, I'd like you to, if you have an oil, to bring the oil and to anoint yourself on your third eye and on your heart. And if you're using water, you can use water. And as you anoint yourself, just feeling what it is that the prayer of this release is for you, what the what the words are, to speak the words aloud of what you have burned and released into the ashes. And then when you're ready, I want you to dip your finger into the ashes and bring these ashes of what is completed and anoint your body in wherever you're called to. As you use the ashes, anointing yourself, honoring all that has been released. And you can just let yourself feel that on your body as you seal the black rose onto your body and into your awareness. Releasing, when you're ready, the extra ashes to the land or even to a plant pot. And in completion, just saying aloud, it is done, it is done, it is done.